welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Gray Area.
Yeah.
I am Shakoya D.
B and Breeze.
It's your boy Damani.
And if this is your first time joining us, welcome to the Gray Area. This is a podcast. And if this is your first time joining us, welcome.
You ain't finish your sentence. This is a podcast about.
I'm starting over.
Oh. Right.
And if this is your first time joining us, welcome to the Gray Area. This is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be love, it could be life, it could be values, it could be art. It literally could be anything or nothing at all. But we welcome you guys in on our conversation. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Also, if you want to tune into the podcast live, if you want to comment with us, talk to us while we're filming, make sure you sign up. Join our Patreon. It starts at the low price of $3. So $3 a month. That'll get you access to our live podcast as well as other content that we are creating, developing, some of which is our food review show. Who made this? And also our cooking competition between me and Breeze, and Damani is the judge. So just make sure y'all, tap into the Patreon, sign up, but also don't forget to like, share, and subscribe, like I already said. Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend, and let's get started.
Y'all good?
Yeah, I'm a little bit tired. Like, I don't know. We're doing a podcast earlier than we normally do it, so I'm a little bit tired, but I feel good because I just worked out. So.
And got dressed today.
Yes, I felt so good after working out that I got dressed.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
You said I got all the energy.
I did until I sat down. I was like, wow.
Then you got tired?
Yeah.
I'm good. I can use a nap. I'm going to take a nap.
Definitely about to take a nap.
Good.
A nap will be happening. But all right, what are we talking about today?
Today's question is there anything that you miss from childhood?
I mean, I think there's a lot of things that I miss from childhood. I don't know that, I know most people, okay, I was one of those kids like who, like my theme song was, I don't want to grow up, I'm a Toys R Us kid, like that was my theme song. But getting older, like, I enjoy adulthood. There are some things that I miss. Like, one thing that I miss is just waking up and watching Saturday morning cartoons. Like,
you still do that?
I mean, like, technically, yes, but it's not going to be the same. The cartoons ain't the same as they were.
Definitely not.
I tried to watch, what's the show they still got? I feel like we mentioned it in my live.
Do I feel it in the future?
No, I definitely was. This not even the show I was about to name, but I was trying to watch *Phil of the Future* because I was like, it was nothing else for me to watch, and like we got Disney Plus, so I was like, let me check out *Phil of the Future*, see if this was actually a good show. That show is trash.
Was it trash back then?
It didn't feel like it.
It didn't feel like
you
it was
watched
trash.
Old episodes, or you watched.
It's not. They didn't recreate it. This is like the original.
Yeah.
And on Disney Plus, it's not even in order either, so it was kind of weird. But, like, the episodes, they were not good. That was not a good show. But just the Saturday morning card, what is the show? It was, like, they were, like, in a digital world. Cyber Chase. They still make that show. I tried to watch that one episode of that. I think it's one of the times when we went back home. And I was like, let's see what's on the TV. That show, I was like, this ain't the same. The joke's not hitting the same. Y'all got the same characters. It just don't feel right, though. So, but yeah, that's one thing that I miss.
Me? I do miss the Saturday morning cartoon. I think the main thing I miss was, like, how I felt like time was a lot longer. Like, I feel like there was way more time in a day. Like, we were even, I mean, it could just be because I was doing more things in a day. But, just, like, especially summer felt like the longest. It literally felt like that, yeah. So it just felt like the longest time period ever. And it was cool. And it was, it was cool. I think it's probably the time and on the, probably the time and just being able to, like, just like that. That's when you're younger, it's like you're constantly around your friends. Mm-hmm. So like just that probably. That's probably the two things that I miss the most. Cause like now it's like you got to make a concentrated effort to actually go see people. It's like, all right, cool.
Even to just call them.
Yeah, that's weird.
See them, call them, like, just remember to send them a text message. It'd be a lot. Mm-hmm. It'd be a lot. What about you?
One thing I miss is the lack of responsibility.
I knew it was coming.
Lack of responsibility, but with lack of responsibility comes with a controlled environment. Mm-hmm. So the thing that I like about being adulting
is you don't have a controlled environment.
I'm controlling the environment because it's my responsibility. Like, responsibility comes with control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, my environment. So, it's like, I miss it, but I don't really miss it because, like, would you prefer no responsibility but a controlled environment or all the responsibility and the environment is up to you?
The second one. I think in the long run it's better for us, because like having somebody else control the environment is like, to me as well, even something as simple as like what temperature the house is at.
Oh my God.
Like, you know, like just something as small as that can makes a huge difference. You don't even notice it until you're in control of whatever it is. So like there was, for me, the responsibility didn't necessarily bother me, but my environment wasn't like that strict to, mm-hmm. It was kind of like I was able to do a lot when I was younger, but that's for me. I don't know about you.
We were in a much more strict environment. I know I was. My environment was more strict than yours, and we was in the same house, y'all. I prefer the latter too. Like, I like the life that I've been creating for myself, so I like controlling the environment, and just it's helping me to kind of discover new things about myself and stuff like that. So,
oh, thanks.
it's helping me to discover like new things about myself, and I don't know. Like, I feel like when you gotta look at it a certain way, but it's a lot. It's fun here. Like, it's not every aspect is fun. Just like with childhood, not every aspect of childhood is fun. But like, I be having fun for the most part. Like, since I really started taking on, I guess, accepting the responsibility, I've been having fun. So I would rather have the responsibility and control my own environment than to have someone else control my environment and not have any responsibility, because I didn't have any say in the decisions. So I ain't like that.
I was gonna ask a totally different question.
I was gonna say, like, to piggyback off what you were saying, how I felt like it was much more time in the day. Like, when you're creating the environment, I feel like you can create more time.
I agree.
Or the feeling of more time.
I agree and disagree, because I think when you were younger, at least when I was younger, I think the time was felt like such a long time, because like you didn't really know what was next. So it's like the only thing you were focusing on was wherever you was at. Like, you're playing, cool. And then like you don't know when. I mean, you have an idea of when, like, whether your parents are gonna be like, hey, we gotta leave or whatever. But it was like, when you don't have to think about the entire schedule, you're just playing. Yeah, you're just here. You're just playing. So you're doing whatever it is. So it just felt like it was more. Maybe the focus was just on the time.
I feel like we could create that. It might not happen immediately, but I feel like you could create that.
Yeah, that's why I said I agree and disagree. I think to a point, but I also think like it's a. The reason why we were able to, why I felt like that, is because we weren't almost in control of it, like any of it. It was like, hey, they told us we had to be here for an hour. An hour used to feel like the longest amount of time, especially when you don't know what's coming up after this. It's like, ah, man, I want to get back. And then it's like maybe you're going back home to play a video game or something. And it's like, it feels like the longest time, or it feels like a quicker time. Who knows? But because you don't know what's coming up after it. So the only thing you have is right now, this whatever time period. But I do agree. I think you can create a lot more freedom when you have your full day to your, like,
yourself.
You to yourself. But my question was a completely different thing. Is there a year that you guys would go back to? Like any in particular? I know there's 2 years I wouldn't go back to for sure, which would be third grade and sixth grade. Longest 2 years of my life.
Why?
Sixth grade was when I moved. But like, it just felt like the longest year ever. Like, I was like, why am I still in school? What is, like, I feel like we should have been in, like, it should have been summer 3 months ago. Like, why are we doing this? And then third grade, I just hated my third grade teacher. She was trash. She was trash. Reasonable. But if y'all have any year that y'all would want to go back to?
For some reason, 2003 is popping up in my head, and I'm trying to figure out.
That would be third grade.
We moved up when I was in fourth grade. I'm sorry, that was 2004.
I moved the end of 2003.
Oh, we start school in the fall. We did move, but we also went on a Disney cruise.
In 2004.
So 2004 is when I would go back to, I think.
I would go back to when I moved. Yeah, when you moved. It was fun.
We had two different experiences. So yeah, I would go back to 2004, like when we went on the cruise, because that was like very fun. I feel like that was a fun year, except... Mm-hmm. No. I feel like Grandpapa might have passed away that year.
Yeah, that was another reason. Both my grandparents passed away. It was a rough third grade. Long year.
Maybe not, though. Actually, no. I don't think so. Maybe. I don't know. I know how old he was. I can't remember what year it was when he passed. But 2004, I would go back to. And then... I genuinely don't know. You know, when I was three, I would go back to then. You know, I had a great mermaid party.
It's wild that you remember that.
Yeah, I remember nothing.
That's like my earliest childhood memory is that birthday party. My
childhood memory probably when I was nine. I got a scooter for my birthday.
When you was nine?
I don't know what age I was when I had my early. I just remember. So, what age you go to kindergarten?
Like five, six.
Five, six. I don't think I remember that far.
My early childhood memory was in preschool. I got beat for crying.
For crying?
Yeah. Every time mom dropped me off, I would cry because I didn't want to leave her. I don't want to be here with these people. And then one day she took me to the bathroom and I got beaten. And she was like, cut it out. And I was like,
And that was the last time me and Breeze cried.
When he was awake. dang, okay.
Yeah, that's my earliest childhood memory. And another time I said I was... preschool. I was like, I'm gonna be bad. I always got the green star, the green smiley faces. Like, I'm gonna be bad. I'm gonna be bad today. They ain't believe me. Got sent home with the red frowny face. Yeah.
I told y'all I was gonna be bad. It was in me.
That's hilarious.
I don't even remember what I was doing.
I don't have any memories like that. But. My mermaid party. It was the Little Mermaid.
That
was
I remember that.
Cause I always
remember the picture.
Yeah.
You and Age.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
My cake was Little Mermaid, and it's wild because when I was little, I used to call it Swimming Ariel. I didn't know it was called Little Mermaid. Just the movie was called Swimming Ariel to me. So Swimming I almost said I had a Swimming Ariel party, but I was like, nobody's gonna know what I'm talking about.
I was like, what?
You know, talking about childhood now, memories is probably.
I was gonna say, did y'all have? Is there? I know I was mentioned a year, but is there a day that y'all would, like? If you had to go back and relive a day, like, is there a specific day that you would want to relive?
My third birthday.
That's it. The third birthday party.
I don't got a day. It's been a lot of days.
Mm-hmm. It's been a lot of days. A lot of 365s.
Yeah.
That is a lot of days. What about you?
I don't think I have a specific day. I think if we went by school by school, for I know middle school, I probably would go back to seventh grade. It was just a fire year. I have no idea why. Maybe I do have an idea why. It was a lot of people. I actually made friends that year, and I felt like I was outside, even though I wasn't outside. And then for elementary, I think I'd probably do fifth grade. Yep, that's when I was in the choir. Well, not the choir, chorus. I was sound man, because he didn't want to tell me I couldn't sing. So he was like, come be the sound man. That's how I learned. That's how I started with music. Just being the sound man.
Going back to grades, okay, if I could go back to a grade, seventh grade was actually fire. Like, yeah, I had mad fun in
Boots days.
Yeah, in seventh grade, despite being known as Boots' sister, I had a great time. And I was still playing soccer. So, yeah, that was before I got my tonsils out. It was a good year.
Right, I'll go back to seventh grade. I will go back to fifth grade. Sixth grade was fun too.
Yeah.
Fifth, sixth, seventh grade was fun. I liked school then. And then went down like that.
I liked freshman year of high school. That was cool.
Me now would like freshman
year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, freshman year of high school was interesting for me. I don't know if I would go back to it though. I think I'm good off all the high school years. I might go to a different school. But even still, no, because then I wouldn't have the friends that I have now. So, uh-huh. I would still go there. But I like my friends, so I would still go to the same school. High school was okay.
It wasn't like the movies.
Was not like the movies at all.
Because everybody in the movies is like 30 for real.
Right. They already experienced and stuff. Mm-hmm. It was just different. But it wasn't bad. It just wasn't.
It was just cool.
Yeah.
I'm like, why am I, like, what am I here for? Besides playing sports. I'm like, I don't want to be here.
Oh. Yeah, high school, I liked the freshman year. And like I said, that was it. Because it was just like, I was playing sports, but felt like it was a new environment. I was like, ooh, this feels cool. All right, but got this. I was like, I had some upperclassmen friends, and yeah, it was cool. Just, also, everything after freshman year, trash. I don't like none of y'all.
I liked senior year the most.
Senior was.
I was co-oping, so I was at school a lot less.
I was ready to go. I had checked out junior year. I was.
I had about 3 senior skip days. I also didn't like my class. Like, they pissed me off because they couldn't even pull off a senior prank.
Mm-hmm.
And couldn't pull off a senior skip day because nobody could coordinate. So I just had my own senior skip days. But because I was co-oping, I would leave every day and go have lunch with some of my friends and then go home and take a nap. And maybe I would go to work. Maybe I wouldn't. But I wasn't at school, so that's all right.
I didn't get the co-op.
Because you didn't get a job in your field. In your shop.
It's what it is, man.
It wasn't all up to do.
It's funny, we didn't have I didn't do co-op, but we didn't have a senior prank because the year before everybody got in trouble.
Us too?
Because they put a mattress in the pool.
Y'all had a pool?
Yeah. And it took them about a week to get it because it was like a 15-foot pool, so it just sunk to the bottom. It was a great prank, but they were like, "Nah, we're not about to do no senior pranks." So I don't remember us doing anything. I wasn't a part of that committee.
What did your class do?
I feel like it was like baby oil.
Yeah, I think they put baby oil in the hallways. So then my class didn't do one because they got in trouble so bad that they said even if we attempt a senior prank, like, it would be serious consequences or whatever. But I was like, come on, y'all. Y'all, go ahead. Y'all want to be badasses any other day. Go ahead and do something. But, yeah, they ain't have none. They should have let a chicken loose in the school.
Didn't they have chickens at school?
I feel like one of my science teachers, he owned chickens. I remember I got in trouble by him because I made a chicken joke. He didn't like it very much.
What was the joke?
I don't even remember. I don't remember. And I feel like I'm going to remember randomly.
When was the chemistry teacher?
Yes, the chemistry teacher.
Yeah. I had him too.
I forgot who I was in there with, but like... Oh, it was me and Aubrey. Me and Aubrey was cracking jokes. And then we was like, hey, what did the chicken... I don't even know what it was. And he was pissed. And the whole class was laughing. It was while we were doing like an experiment or something. So like we was up. And the whole class was laughing. He was pissed off. He hated us for the rest of the semester.
Hey, it'd be like that.
Or marking period. Marking period.
Report cards, that's funny.
Yeah.
Word. One other thing, just kind of going back, that I miss from childhood is the food was a lot. Like, even like the bad food.
He's gonna be like, the food was a lot. What? What was it? Like, don't you say better.
Even the bad food, it was better. Like, it was the quality, a better quality of food. Than
bad food.
The quality of food was actually better when we were younger.
You know, it's funny. Speaking of that, I'll never forget. I don't know what Burger King used to do to their food, but it used to taste a lot better. You remember it was like the chicken fries. Yeah.
Oh, I used to love those.
Amazing back then. And McDonald's used to be.
I used to always get Big Macs.
Yeah, I used to get a quarter pound.
Quarter pound of cheese.
Yeah, with the cheese. And then one day I walked up there, got my food, walked back. I felt sick.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'll never eat this again.
It's literally like one moment you were eating it, the next moment it was like, this don't taste how it used to taste. Like, what y'all do to this? Can I get a refund or something? Like, it was just wild. So, yeah, I miss them biggies.
That's when I stopped eating burgers, like McDonald's burgers. Then I'll only get the chicken wraps. But then I stopped eating McDonald's completely. And... then when I was in college, some days they used to stop at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. Like, we want to wait back from a meet or something. And I'm like, y'all stopping at McDonald's?
Of all places?
They don't care about us.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But I'm hungry. Yeah. So I'm going to get this chicken wrap.
I was going to say, when I used to, I know I stopped. It had to be like, it was sometime in high school, but the only thing I was getting was the apple pies because I used to love it, like their apple.
Yeah, I used to get the sweet tea.
Like,
I didn't eat apple pie.
I don't like cooked fruit.
I
was thinking about that yesterday.
Like cooked fruit. This.
I think I'm good. Besides, I would eat sweet potato pie.
But that's a vegetable.
Yeah.
It's not like apple turnovers.
Cooked fruit.
Apple pie is hit or miss. Like, people don't really. I haven't had too many great apple pies. I liked McDonald's apple pies. Those was fine. But then they changed up the formula and I was like, you know what, I don't even need to be eating this anyway.
I just, you know, the fruit in the food, I just put it on the side. I don't even want the juice to touch. Like, just put this over here.
Cooked fruit, I was thinking about it. I don't know why I was thinking about it, but I'm good on the cooked fruit.
It's nasty.
I mean, the only one I've had was McDonald's. Apple. Yeah, apple pie. Like, other than that, I can't really imagine eating hot
blueberry
outside.
Pie. Blueberry. Boysenberry pie.
You ever had peach cobbler?
No.
For real? I'm going to have my mama make you a peach cobbler.
Respectfully.
Mm-mm, I'm going to have my mama make you a peach cobbler. They love her peach cobbler.
Outside plantains, you know. Those are supposed to be cooked. But
is that a fruit?
I'm good on the plantains, too. Cause too much mucus.
Is it that though?
I was gonna say I never really had mucus whenever I ate.
Because now that we discovered that it was rice, so I'm questioning everything at this point. Questioning everything. But I really do like the food that we were eating. Yeah, we was eating fast food and stuff like that. But it was better quality food than whatever they're serving now. Even like the school lunches, like, they were still a little cardboardy, but...
Yo, especially high school lunches? Oh, no, middle school lunches. Middle school lunch was terrible. Man, at least at my school. Lunch
in middle school. But I can't believe I was not eating in high school. Like, I would not eat lunch except pizzas. Like, when they ordered pizza.
Because they would get from Seasons Pizza. Yeah. So then, it's pizza day.
Get some pizza.
But they did have subs. They had like pre-wrapped subs. I would have those sometimes if I did buy lunch at school. Or I would stop at Wawa before I went.
Or yeah, once I started driving, we would stop at Wawa like every morning.
Yeah. We'll get muffins. Or once you graduated and I was running late, I would just grab like 6 donuts. And go to school because I was also leaving early, so like I wasn't staying for lunch, so I'd just be eating donuts, sneaking donuts in class.
And I used to eat breakfast sandwich like every morning, mm-hmm. sausage, egg, and cheese,
yeah,
with some type of drink. I'll probably get lemonade or something.
I used to love those before meat.
I was eating cereal, I was eating pancakes.
His parents cooked breakfast.
We had time to
not in high school. They wasn't. Not at all.
Oh, for real?
No, not in high school.
Oh, I thought they was cooking you breakfast.
Because you got to remember, I'm getting up at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
My dad's an early riser, but he ain't that early. He'll be like, you good? You making sure you get to the bus? So I would either be eating cereal or I'd be eating pancakes when I was.
Oh, because you used to do the frozen pancakes.
Originally, yeah, when I was like, when I first started in high school, and then I was like, oh, let me just try to make these myself. Mm. So I see what my mom be doing. I don't know how she be getting the crispy edges and everything, but this and hers is fluffy, so let me try this. And then by the tail end of high school, I think I was just
a pancake master.
I mean that, but I don't know. I don't even think was I eating breakfast like that? I might have went back to cereal just to make my life easier.
I would eat cereal.
Yeah, that would do it for at least the first 2 hours of school, and then I'd give me a nice little. My dad would throw me $5. That would go a long way during lunch in high school. Get you a sandwich. Get you some chocolate chip cookies. Mm-hmm. A Snapple. That was my lunch most of the time.
I couldn't eat that early, so that's also why I wasn't. The most I could eat at 6 a.m. was. Some oatmeal, if that. So either I wasn't eating breakfast or I would have a bowl of oatmeal and then I'll be on my way. Because I still don't really be able to actually, like, swallow food that early. Like, it's weird, but it's my life. But yeah, I don't miss that, though. I don't miss that. I do miss the pizzas. I miss the pizza.
Yeah.
I used to dip mine in barbecue sauce.
I miss the pizza. I miss the old cartoons. Those was the cartoons. Yeah. They don't make the cartoons like they like they used to make the cartoons.
They don't make the people like they used to make.
They don't make the people either. They don't.
Hey, I miss the people.
That too.
I knew some cool people. If y'all knew me, I liked y'all.
But yeah. I don't know. Life is interesting though.
Is there a year that you would like to watch from like...
Afar, like an outer body experience.
Yeah, you get to watch yourself experience it. Like
2004 until
your whole child
present.
Since you moved.
Yeah,
just want to watch it.
I would watch my whole life back and just to see, because it's mad stuff that I don't remember. I suppressed a lot of stuff. I don't know why. I had a good childhood. I don't know why I suppressed stuff, but it's suppressed. I did a very good job. That hiding it from myself. It's like when you hide your keys or
hide $20.
Dang, where I put that? Oh, dang.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel. Like,
still can't.
What happened?
Yeah, I be thinking about that all the time. I remember what stuff feels like when I get in a different scenario. I just noticed that because like I would get into a new scenario and I was like, I have a very negative feeling about this. I don't know why I do.
But I felt like I felt this before. And then when I started stewing and thinking about it, I'd be like, oh, snap, this reminds me of this presentation I had when I was in third grade. And I'm like, wow, that's okay. That's probably where the blockage started. That's good to know. I guess that's also what therapy is for.
Yes, I recommend therapy for everyone. You still might, it's going to take a while to unblock the blocks. I still haven't unblocked a lot of stuff. But I recommend therapy. Mm-hmm. But I mean, is there a span of time that I would go back to watch? I would watch my entire life to like see certain things, because there's a lot of things that I don't remember, even though I remember like my earliest memories, my third birthday party. It's a lot of stuff in between that I don't necessarily know what happened. Yeah, I would. But is there a specific time frame? Maybe. Middle school? Just because, like, those were the years that, like, I had a lot of fun in middle school and I had a lot of friends, but I know that I felt awkward on the inside. And that was, like, when I was trying to figure out, like, how I like to dress, like, how I want to look and da-da-da-da-da. So, like, just kind of looking at myself and, I don't know, what was you doing, girl? I don't know. I think I would go back to that time, but I would go watch my entire life to see.
Yeah.
Fill in the missing pieces.
When we watching our life, can we talk to ourselves?
Or no? In this scenario, no. We were gonna say, no, you can't. You really just have to sit there and watch everything.
I'll probably be mad.
Yeah, you'd be like, hey, yo! Yeah. What you doing? Take it to the home! God! The lamp was right there, acting scared. I mean, so many times I'm like, man, yo, break that man's ankles, bro. What you doing?
That would be cool though if we could like actually watch our lives, like watch ourselves back, like as an out of body experience. Not like us be dead and do it, but like us. Like, I think it would be kind of cool. Just because I feel like it would connect a lot of dots for now. Ooh, if you could watch one of somebody in your life who has already passed away, like if you could see one of their lot, like their full journey or whatever, would you guys do that?
Mm. How long is this movie?
Their whole life.
Well, if it's grandpa, I was 92 years.
Yeah, I had to watch it for 92 years.
You don't have to watch the whole thing. Like, but like, you had the option.
Get to the highlights. I want to see that.
And damn, if you had the option, or just to like see one aspect of their life.
Well, I get a synopsis. Mm-hmm. Synopsis. Then, yeah, just to see where I came from.
Yeah.
I come from a long line of plays.
I knew it was coming. I
want to see how the pimping trickled down.
Lord have mercy.
I don't know. Yeah. I was going to ask, would you, go ahead, my bad.
You was about to ask?
Yeah, I was going
to
say, what about you? Did you answer already?
Oh. I guess I didn't answer. I would opt in. I would either watch like, ooh, yeah. I'm trying to decide between a granddad and a grandpa pop or grandpa.
I would watch grandpa too.
Because I feel like I know the least about grandpa. So I would probably watch grandpa.
I would watch grandpa on Stella.
I definitely would see my grandfather because I didn't get a chance to.
Oh. All right, Simon Pease.
Not that one. Not both of them, actually. Yes. Both of them.
Yeah.
I didn't get it. I mean, I played. Again, I saw it was in third grade. That was the last time I saw my grandpa on my dad's side. And then I never met my my grandfather on my mom's side. But I would definitely go just to see. Like, oh, My mom said he was cool people. He was funny. Right. I said, hey, that's how I get it. Come on, right. Man.
Am I going to laugh? Am I going to laugh when I'm watching this? Let's see how funny you really are.
You know.
Nah, yeah. So if I could watch anybody, it would probably be those three people. Whether it be the full thing or like a portion of like, I probably, you know, fast forward through some parts. Probably like the conception of children. And
yeah,
stuff.
I wouldn't want to see that at all.
They could just black that part out. Just
bloop, yeah, like a PG movie. Just
yeah, yeah.
The
make
next
it,
day.
Make it PG. Maybe even PG-13, PG-12.
Just PG.
Just PG, yeah.
But
actually, I don't know.
Yeah, it's stuff like stuff people's 13. Lives that
yeah.
They not gonna put in a PG movie.
Alright. So just know. No nudity
yeah.
Or sexual activity.
Turn it into a cartoon.
Yeah.
Put it like you know how cartoons be put give you all the details? Same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah. We get all the details that we need and I don't need to see none of that, so that could be left out.
I was gonna say, would you if you guys could have a conversation with any of your ancestors?
God.
That you like just have a full conversation, like have a full conversation with them, like at least when they were in, I guess, at the best time of their life. Who would it be?
I probably wouldn't talk to people that I don't even know they exist. So like people from back.
Yeah.
Back. The royal days.
The ancestors. Yeah. The actual ancestors.
I'm trying to think. I don't know. I really don't know.
So where do we come from?
Like, they'd be like, who is we?
I don't know. Yeah, I genuinely don't know. Cause like, a part of me is like, yeah, I want to talk to the people that, you know, I didn't know. Like the ancestors that I didn't know existed for real. But then the other half of me is like, well, I kind of want to talk to the people that I do know existed. But also, like, I don't know. I just don't know. Maybe I'll talk to grandma's dad or something like that. Like, I don't know who I would talk to. Like, because, I don't know. It's a lot for me to learn. So
I just started thinking about this. If our like grandparents and stuff ate differently, do you think they'd still be alive? Since they're killing us at the dinner table.
I don't know. Potentially. I feel like also there's other factors that possibly contributed to like their deaths, because not everything is food related. I think food has a good chunk to do with it, but I genuinely don't know.
And also, you gotta take into account that people were living longer back then, so like people were living longer. Like that's why you hear people. It's a lot more common to hear people. That like then talking about they was living to like 98, 100, whatever. It's a lot, like it's a lot more rare now. So it's like, were they eating better than before? Are they eating better now?
Had a better quality. Yeah.
That's the thing. Like if, when you got a better quality of food, just in general, like when I don't have to question if what's actually being fed to this cow, or like if it's getting grass or if it's getting pig, like then I don't have to worry as much about this affecting my life in the way that it would now. Like, the U.S. has a very, we typically get like the bottom tier of like foods and meats and all of that stuff, just because of this is so, it's so money driven here that it's like, if I can mass produce this, if I can make this bigger, if I can make it look stronger, if I can make it look like it's supposed to look on TV or whatever, then I'll get more money for it. Versus like the
people actually caring about the health of the citizens and stuff like that. So I genuinely don't know. I also think, you know, how you live your life in general also plays a factor into that. And I don't necessarily know how they live their lives.
Word, that's where the movie comes in.
Yeah.
Watch it.
So,
like, you did what? Wow. So you were 6'3"?
Right.
Wow.
And it's like, as much as I want to say, like, yes, it's like, I genuinely don't know. Because I don't even know how long, like, people passed, like, our great-grandfather. I don't know how long they lived. Like, I don't know how long, like, people before them lived or anything. Like, I don't know if they had long or short lives. So, and you can have a long life and still not be all that, I guess, healthy by what we consider healthy. And then, like, I don't know. It's a tough thing.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about my family. I should look into these things.
Well, you can help me on making a documentary.
You are.
Ancestry.com.
That too. I found another one. It's AfricanAncestry.com.
Yeah, that's the one you're supposed to do for all the black people.
Yeah. They'll
show you, like,
they cost way more than Ancestry.com. I don't know. But they'll actually like trace it back to like your tribe and all of that stuff like that. So it's better for black people to do because it'll really give you more of your roots and stuff like that.
I need Igbo and Shio.
So, but I want to do that potentially this year. But you got to pay for the paternal side. You got to pay for the matriarchal side.
Mom and dad.
Yeah. Paternal and maternal.
Maternal side. Yeah, I'm like, why I say matriarchy? I'm like, this don't sound right. But yeah. So, but yeah, I've been looking into that. I follow them on Instagram so I don't forget. But yeah. What was the question?
The original question?
Nah, the question that we just asked.
Yeah, I asked.
Who would you talk to?
Yeah.
Who would you talk to? I wanted your answer. I just didn't know.
I thought I answered that already. Maybe I did. Yeah, probably my grandfather on my mom's side because I never met him. But yeah, that's probably who I would talk to. Either that or one of my ancestors way back.
Way back.
Yeah, I'm going way back.
Yeah.
Back in the time.
When I was young. I'm not a kid anymore. Back in the days. Never mind.
You started singing a different song.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. Going back to the original question. I don't know if I miss childhood as a whole.
Yeah, there's a lot that I do not miss about it, but there's a lot that I'll be like,
yeah, we had some great times as kids, but I do like the fact that I'm not a child anymore. Oh, if you had the opportunity to go back and actually like, you had the opportunity, you had to pick one point in time. You couldn't do multiple points. You couldn't do, like, a span of time. It literally had to be, like, one moment in time. You can go back to that time, and you would have an hour to talk to your old self. Would you do it? And what point in time do you think you would go to?
I would do it. And I would go back to...
Thank you.
Bless you.
Thank you.
I would either go to sixth grade or I would go to the summer before high school.
What would you tell yourself?
I would just talk to myself. I don't know. I would have to see. I would just talk to myself and tell myself who I am.
Like, they're killing us at the dinner table.
Not even that. I'm trying to remind myself who I am. Like, who I am, what you are. Just have fun, relax. relax, have here, just do your thing.
Yeah,
like you're him, you'll get this later.
Remember that. Yeah, I would. I can't remember. Or maybe not third grade. Maybe third grade, but if not third grade, then I'd probably go seventh, and I'd probably just tell myself to do the things that I'm afraid of.
Mm.
And that would like just be hours, but hey, like what's the worst that could happen? Mm. It's probably not gonna happen like that. And then just keep it moving, and then just, you know.
Yeah, I'll tell myself to be selfish. Not selfish as in the sense of selfish, but
I was like, you telling the sixth grader to be selfish. There's a lot of room for
I'm going to the summer before
high
school. Yeah. I'll do that before.
So eighth grade, the summer after eighth grade.
Mm. And I'll tell myself, worry about yourself.
Too, yeah.
Yeah, worry about yourself.
I would go to me in the seventh grade and just like tell myself that to like just have fun, not be so by the book. It's okay to think how I think. It's okay to express myself in the way that I see fit. That I am beautiful and that I deserve the best and not to settle for anything or anyone, not want, anyone that is not the best. And mostly to just have fun and enjoy life. I think that's what I would tell myself.
Now whether or not I would listen to me,
I tell myself I do some push-ups too every day. Yeah. I do push-ups every day.
That's just good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I tell myself not to stop. Just don't stop. You like it, don't stop. What you stopping for?
Right. And go after your dreams for real. Like decide that you're gonna be like, you gotta, we signing a contract today, me and you, that we're gonna go after our dreams no matter what. I don't know if she would sign it because, you know, she'd probably be like, I need to read this, discuss it with my lawyer, and I'll get back to you. I don't even know if you real. But you were saying you don't know if you would listen to yourself?
I think I would, but I was saying there's always a chance you might be, it's like, it'll work, but you know what you know because you went through it. They don't know it yet, so like, It may sound like, all right, you sound like everybody else has ever told me this.
But I don't think it'll sound like everybody else because you know how to talk to yourself
that
in the way that you would listen. Even if you're not going to listen, it's going to be, I feel like it'll be in your head. Like, it'll be in your younger self's head. Like if they, like, alone or they about to go to sleep, like, the thoughts, like, hey, yo, remember, you know, he might be right. Mm-hmm. Or they might go through something like, dang, my older self told me this. But it's cool. I feel like it's better to know than to not know.
I agree. What?
I was just going to say I have two thoughts. I feel like for me, I wouldn't feel like it's just sound like everybody else because nobody else told me some of those things.
That is true.
Like, of course, the, you know, I am beautiful part, like my mom pretty much made sure that was instilled in me, but so I had heard that before. But as far as the other stuff that I was saying, I don't feel like anybody really told me that, like told me it and meant it, you know, like not in a just saying the cliche quotes, like, you know, go after your dreams, don't stop dreaming. Like, you hear that stuff, but like, I don't feel like anybody ever actually sat me down and was like, yeah, like you do this. Like, you're amazing. Like, you got this. You're worth everything and more. And so I think that it wouldn't feel like everybody else told me that. And then my other thing, dang. What was the other part of what you said?
Well, who said?
You had said something.
About me talking to myself?
Yeah.
You are him. You'll get that later.
No, we always just say it to him.
It'll be stuck in your head, like, when you go back to sleep, or when you're about to go to sleep and you're chilling.
This is what I was going to say. I don't know that it would be better or worse if we went back and talked to ourselves, though. Because you said it's better to know than not to know. I don't know if it would be better or worse to go back and talk to ourselves. Just because there is also the possibility that you go back and talk to yourself, and then the things that you went through to know what you know now, you don't do those things anymore. Like, you don't experience whatever heartbreaks, you don't experience whatever, like, successes because you decided to do this instead of that because this person came back and told you, like, you him. And it's like, you don't experience the, like...
You don't get to learn the lessons that you learned.
Yeah.
Because you skip out on lessons.
And you'll learn lessons, but they'll be completely different lessons. So then it's like, are you him or are you him? Like who do you wind up being at that point? No, but then it's... So I just wonder, like, if we did do that, how would that actually turn out? Because, like, maybe it would be a good thing if... our younger selves just didn't listen to us and was like, yeah, you sound like everybody else. Like, maybe it wouldn't be a good thing, but maybe it would be good so that, like, because at that point, it's like, I don't get to this point that I'm at currently if I don't go through the things that I went through.
Yeah. I was also going to say, this is a complete side note, I guess, of a question, but do you guys talk to yourselves the same way now that you would have then? Because I don't. I'm saying completely
the
different.
The lingo thing is different. Yeah. I know more now.
But even, I mean, it's not even just the lingo. It's like...
the context of the conversation.
Yeah, like the tone, everything about it is like, is to me, is different now than when I was younger. So, like, I don't even know if that, like, my younger self would be in the right headspace to receive, like...
Yeah, I don't know how I talk to myself, but you can finish that, I'll go.
But I would just say, I just don't know if my younger self would be in the right headspace to even receive, like, the information fully. Like, I think a part of me would be thinking about it, but I don't know if that would hinder or help me in going forward. Yeah, because it's like, I can say it, and then you'd be thinking about it, and it could cause me to stutter step at that point, because now I'm thinking about something that I had no idea was a thing, you know?
Yeah, but... my younger self probably wouldn't have listened, but I'm trying to think of the words. I'm trying to get my younger self wouldn't have listened, but he would have appreciated it. Like,
yeah.
And then the way I talk, I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm not going to tell you, hey, this is what happened to me, or this is how I feel, this is what I believe. But the push-up thing, yeah, do some push-ups. If you don't listen to nothing else I said,
do some push-ups.
Do some push-ups. Even if it's only like 50, you could break them up. 5 sets of 10. Make sure you get some push-ups in every day. And it was something else.
Take care of your sister.
Yup. Beat anybody up who violate.
Both of your sisters.
All of them. I lost it. What did you say? You said your younger self wouldn't be able to...
they might not even be in the right headspace to receive, like, because it might be the tone is different, like, just the, yeah, like, they may hear it and they may, like, be nervous about, like, all right, they may get into a new, you remember?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't know how I talk to myself, but the tone in which I would talk to myself. Like, if I'm talking to myself, the tone that I'm talking to myself in will be a tone where they can receive it. Even if they don't know what I'm talking about, it's like, I appreciate that. I have no idea what you're talking about, but I appreciate the respect, how you came, how you just brought the conversation to me. I appreciate that, but I don't know what you're talking about, so we're going to figure it out when we get there, but I appreciate you. Keep in touch.
Yeah.
Word.
Yeah, I think. Oh, and there was one thing I know I definitely would have told myself. I would have been like, it was just a specific piece of advice somebody gave me. I would have been like, hey, yo, they're going to tell you this. Just keep doing what you're doing. Don't listen to nothing. They just like, take it. And then just keep doing what you was doing, because it's the only thing, because I it just hit thinking about certain, like, the little things that people have said to me, where then I dwelled on it, because I was like, I'm 12, I'm 13, dwelling on it. Like, yeah, this isn't the time to think about this.
Right.
Like, just be free.
Yeah, another thing that I was thinking about, too, me or us telling our younger self whatever we tell them, even if they listen, they aren't the person that we are now.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like a couple episodes ago when I was talking about as a habit to, like, I want to listen, mm-hmm. but my habits are telling me to do the complete opposite. So I have to break this habit in order to even listen or take into consideration. And then even with that, it take mad time. Like, you gotta be in the right space at the right time to receive whatever it is that's being said. Because we might be saying the same thing that everybody else said, or they've been hearing their entire life. But it's not until the right person at the right time comes along and tells you whatever they tell you when you're able to receive it.
And it might not even be that we're hearing, like, we're saying the same thing as everybody else at that point. It might literally just be that it, to our younger self, it might just feel like, oh, yeah. another mm-hmm. adult is trying to tell me what to do.
But I don't think if we're coming to our younger selves, I think we will approach it completely different than an adult coming to.
I mean, yes, but also, like, with our younger selves, it's like, it's still, you're still an adult. Like,
but then it's like, you got my face. Like, we look alike. But,
you got my face.
But we don't look alike.
We don't.
But she, I mean, you think, I mean, I guess you would recognize yourself, but, like, seeing yourself now, like, you wouldn't be, like, a little freaked out. Like, you kind of look like me, but
yeah.
I don't know, because, I mean, you've never actually seen yourself for real. So, like, to actually, like, see yourself face to face.
I just want to pause for a moment. We actually don't look that alike.
You don't.
I don't even be seeing it, to be honest. Different eyebrows.
Yeah.
Nose is different.
Mine natural. Is better.
Mine is natural, too.
Mine never been plucked.
Okay.
Never been touched.
You look dusty.
My laugh is better.
No, it's not.
Yeah, you're younger, you hear your laugh. We'll be like, what you doing?
Be like, you a robot.
And then you know what's probably funny? He probably started doing it.
Right.
He's like, this is, why is he laughing like this? Like, I see why he's laughing like this.
It just flows.
Oh, man. Sorry.
But you get, all I was going to say is, because, I mean, you've never actually seen your face. Like, you've only seen your face through mediums. Like, you don't know what your actual face looks like. So you might look at yourself and be like, that he kind of, I feel like he looked familiar, but
I think I'll probably say something.
Like, you gotta, but you got a beard now? Like, you ain't have a beard back in the day.
I have no beard.
Even had them glasses.
I went to a AAU game. I didn't even wear glasses at that time.
So
I needed them, but I needed them, but it wasn't until I started driving
that I started wearing
my glasses, because I couldn't see how I needed to see. Everything else, I'm just walking. What's her name?
Like, Tom.
Yep, Tom. I was just feeling the vibes. Like, I could tell people are.
So then I would say that's even more of a reason why you wouldn't recognize yourself. You couldn't even
but
see.
But we face to face. I'm near side. I'm far side. We face. I could
touch you. Wouldn't even able to see.
I could reach out and touch you. As long as you this far, I could see. I could tell you every detail about yourself. Once you pass the arm length, you know, we get a little weary. And we all vibes at that point.
Oh my gosh. You know who else was like that? Jazz.
Word.
Never wore her glasses.
Gang.
Couldn't see.
I don't know why that's hilarious. It's like, I can't see at all, but I'm not wearing these glasses.
Nah, I used to be in the back of the class like, dude. I don't know why I always chose to sit in the back. I don't know what happened.
Because cool kids sat in the back. Ain't gonna sit in the front.
Then I started sitting in the front, started passing on accident.
You can pay attention. You can read.
You're nearsighted. But yeah, I think that would be interesting to go back to talk to my younger self. I genuinely don't know if I would listen. I don't know how I would feel. I don't know. I don't even know that I would believe that I was the future me.
Word. That's why I didn't say anything. You might just chill. It'll be a vibe thing. Like, I'll probably be playing basketball somewhere and, like, just shooting. Like, y'all can shoot with you? Word.
I was thinking that same thing. Be playing myself.
Word. Yo, you actually nice. Yeah. Hey, young, you actually nice. Hey, youngster. Young whippersnapper.
I'm not even going to go out there like, hey, nephew.
You'll get that later.
That's so interesting that y'all said that, because when I did the inner child meditation, I met my inner child on the soccer field.
I met my inner child in a room, like, in a living room, like, sitting down, had a teddy bear, just sitting down, curled up.
I met mine in my old backyard in Staten Island. I was playing wall ball by myself against my house. I was just
lonely.
I was trying to play. I was like, I literally was like, hey. It just is.
Creep. Stranger. That's funny. But I think it would be cool.
That would be fire. I think I'm going to meet my younger self today.
You going to do the meditation?
No, I'm going to meditate.
Say what's up.
Okay.
Hey, how you doing? You come here often?
That's creepy.
Oh, man. But yeah, this was a cool conversation.
Word. I like where it ended.
I do too. I will, wrapping it up, my final thoughts are, I am enjoying who I am in this moment. There are some things I miss about childhood. There are some things that I don't care for. But I had a great childhood. Like, my whole adolescence, childhood, teenage years, college, all of that, I had a great experience. Some experiences I could have lived without. But, yeah, they were great. What about you guys?
Yeah, I had a great childhood. I wouldn't change a thing.
Or, I wouldn't change anything. I just... Yeah. Some things I would speed through if I was watching it back.
I had a great childhood, so I don't remember a lot, but I remember enough. Yeah. It's fun. Would I change anything? I would want to, but I wouldn't, because I wouldn't be me. Like, I wouldn't be me right now. Mm-hmm. I'd be something different. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that different is good or bad, but I wouldn't be me, and I like me. Mm-hmm. And everything happens for a reason. Like, I'm going to be here till I'm 111. So, I got time. Word. Still a baby. Still wet behind the ears out here.
I think that's the most important part, though. Like, that we like who we are now. Because not everybody can say that. And I think that's also why we're like, well, I don't necessarily need to go back. Yeah. I don't want to go back in time. Because I like who I am now. And some people want to go back in time because they don't like who they are now. But I hope that you guys love who you are in this moment, and that you guys will join us again next week.
Yeah.
Thank you.
On the Patreon.
Definitely join the Patreon. We got some great content, that's here and that is on the way as well. And we just want to continue to create more content and more high quality content and continue to expand for you guys. So definitely join us on the Patreon for the low price of $3.
Three of them tings. Bless you.
Woo. But thank you so much for joining us. Comment below if you want to say hi. If you want to comment on what was your favorite, what's one of the things that you miss the most about childhood? Do you even miss your childhood at all?
Yeah, would you go back and talk to yourself?
Yes.
Would
you go back and talk to yourself for an hour? That is like one of the most important questions, because we want to know.
I would spend time with myself over talking.
Okay, well, I mean, that's an option too, but like, you have the option to talk, but you can.
But I would go see myself.
Yeah, I would go see myself. But don't forget to like, share, subscribe, tell a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely join the Patreon. Join in on a conversation.
For a low price of $3.
$3. $3.
And yeah, we'll see y'all next week.
Adios.
Get on my motherfucking face.
Push the goddamn button, bitch.
Push the goddamn button.